Greetings, fellow nerds. We at Nerdsmith feel that it is incredibly important to support future generations. This is especially true for those who are part of marginalized groups, such as LGBTQ plus youth. Now more than ever, LGBTQ plus youth are dealing with bullying, prejudice, ignorance, and even hate. While we are actively working to create a supportive and inclusive environment in our Nerdsmith community, we need your help to make our efforts go even further. Our annual fundraiser, Nerdsgiving, runs from November 1st to November 15th each year. For our first year, we have chosen to support the Trevor Project. As the leading national organization providing crisis intervention and suicide prevention services to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning youth, the Trevor Project supports thousands of youth every year and lobbies against anti-LGBTQ plus legislation. Your support will go toward the Trevor Project's programs. This includes multiple resources for suicide prevention and crisis intervention support. It also includes the Trevor Support Center, a place where LGBTQ plus youth and allies can find answers to frequently asked questions and explore resources related to sexual orientation, gender identity, and more. If your organization shares our passion, please consider contacting us at nerdsmith.org to learn how you can help. Thank you. Welcome to the Chaotic Goodness Podcast. I'm Kim, your host, and I play Flossie Lee.
I have this little bucket, and it has all of my little things that I like to use, and it has a little ducky and a loofah.
This is Chad, our GM. He plays Gideon Nyko and Wade.
Could you please turn off these laser grids right now?
This is Christy. She plays Rin Hudson.
Oh, I told him I loved him.
Here's James. He plays Hentall.
This is literally the worst shit I've ever seen in my life.
And Steve, who plays Dr. Arthur Ezekiel III.
Please don't let me get shot by pirates today.
We would also like to thank our dungeon maestro, Aiden Chan, for our fabulous new theme music. Let the chaos begin.
In our last episode, the crew were hired to steal data off of the PDA of arrival of Lord #YOLO. They boarded the Dionysus cruise vessel disguised as guests and staff. Can Hentall and Flossie pass as upper class? Will Rin get to wear a fancy dress? Will Dr. Ezekiel accidentally poison someone? There's only one way to find out.
The Dionysus disembarks from the planet Florida. Because, of course it does. And Hentall and Flossie are posing as important guests at this ball gala that's going on for business people.
Hey, we're no more important than any other guest on this crew, who are all important, so.
Well, some are more important than others.
Like us.
Zeke is posing as an extraordinarily inept bartender.
Thanks to their cocktails.
He's probably lost about $600 worth of liquor on the floor already.
Just steal some scotch, we'll be happy.
That's his plan. He's throwing all the scotch on the ground, and you have to come by with a towel and soak it all up and bring it back to
the
ship.
Well, he's dropping the scotch bottles on the rubber mat safety mats they have.
Oh, there we go.
Bounce.
And breaking a shitty vodka bottle at the same time.
And Rin is supposed to be posing as a security guard, but she has robbed some poor young rich woman... and stolen a party dress and is going to join the dance.
Because fuck what you heard. Rin does what she wants.
Because life is not trying, just merely surviving if you're standing outside the fire. Oh, fuck you all.
That was bad and you know it.
So we're disembarked and the wormhole fires up and you... instantly transmit to the middle of a very striking nebula. And on the observation deck, people can go and see the stars and see the bright colors and the meteors flying around everywhere. Well, they'd be comets, I guess, this far out into space. And the music starts, the drinks are flowing, hors d'oeuvres are being served. The dance floor is filling up. Zeke is breaking more glasses of alcohol. And what is everyone doing?
I'm giving Flossie the intel I've developed on the various rich people I have carused or caroused with. Caroused? Is that what we decided it was? Carousing?
That was decided a long time ago.
Right. Yes. But I mean, you know, it's a living language. We adapt it as we go.
And as information is needed, we'll just come up with it on the fly.
Okay, cool.
If we need it. I mean, you did very, very well. So no issues there.
Social skills like a boss.
Once you get to the nebula, you hear a transmission from Gideon saying,
okay, so we're all in a tight band communication. This should be undetectable. I'm throwing out a lot of excess noise. The nebula is helping out. I shouldn't be detected, and I am clamping onto the ship now.
# escape route. I mean, YOLO. That's what we're working for. # YOLO.
Yes. YOLO.
Yes. Escape route would be good.
So that's a vodka tonic you wanted, right?
Yes.
It's not like I can like actually respond to him with the crowd of people. It'd look really odd if I was just like talking to the air. Oh yeah, we're fine.
You'd have less people bothering you.
It's true. It also might explain all the broken bottles.
I'm totally on board.
And so you have somebody that you need to find and mm-hmm. information from them that you have to get. So the clock is ticking.
So I am listening in on the different rooms, eavesdropping on conversations to see if I can hear anybody talking about that particular company.
Okay. Let's see. Give me a luck roll. So that's a 5.
Yeah.
Steve, what horrible thing does she overhear with her clair audience?
One of the rich folks is complaining to his significant other, trying to be quiet about it, about his genital warts.
I mean, they're just huge, Sylvia. And this cream isn't working. That goddamn doctor.
Oh, I'm trying another room.
I think they're pulsating.
Definitely trying another room.
The pain of rolling bad.
This is why we never use Elitzi as maids.
We don't get warts.
Oh.
With their loose moral grounding.
Well, the Elitzi are immune to STDs, apparently.
Well, warts.
That one.
Oh.
Slander. 7.
I'm serious, Muffy. His genital warts were enormous.
In that room, too? That explains where he got them.
We're done for now. Oh my God, please stop. Stop rolling before you hurt
Zeke,
yourself.
Huh?
Your brain tickles.
Sorry, I was thinking about how to poison my boss.
Do you have anything on the ship for genital warts? Don't ask.
Why'd you ask him?
I'm the doctor. Oh. Well,
God damn it, Flossie, I'm a doctor, not a son of a bitch.
If the irritated badger really is clamped on board, then yeah, there's probably something. Why? What no.
There's a... Well, there's these people on the ship, and they...
You just got genital warts from them?
No, I don't get them. That's not the point.
She's tried.
It's a known fact.
It's a pickup line. Excuse me. Do you have genital warts?
Because if anybody would have gotten genital warts by now.
Hey there, hot stuff. You want some warts?
That is not wrong. Never mind, Zeke.
Yeah.
I was just trying to help these people. Oh, gosh. They clearly need it. Trying a different room.
Please stop for now.
No. One more.
One more. Are you serious?
9.
No.
It's not horrible, but you just don't get anything useful. So nobody is talking about this company that you're trying to...
Crenshaw? To
look. Yes, Crenshaw. No.
Yeah, I'll try again later. Yeah.
Much later, after the next full moon.
Flossie and Hinta, so while you're using your psychic powers, Flossie, I mean, you can be anywhere on the ship. Where are the two? Are you two together? Are you two... Where are you doing? What are you
dancing?
Oh wow, you're okay.
Whoa.
Dancing.
Apparently, Flossie is dragging Hintall onto the dance floor right now.
I don't dance.
Yes, you do.
No, I. But how can I carouse people if I'm dancing?
Would you like another drink, sir?
Come on, let's go dance. It'll be fun. Lighten up.
Fine.
Come on, you don't have to be a stick in the mud all the time. Let's go dance. It'll be great.
I will concede to these ridiculous demands and dance. Because it is expected in this sort of soiree.
Wonderful. Let's go do it. What do I have to roll?
Do you have any dancing or performance related skills?
I have
skills?
High agility.
You have, okay. So if you don't have any skills that pertain to dancing or ballroom dancing, it's just agility rolls.
Okay, here we go.
So it's just agility if no.
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn it.
You could use luck dice if you want.
I'm going to wait to see how the raw agility roll turns out. I have some zero G training. Can I somehow find a way to exploit that?
If you turn off the gravity on the ship.
Do you have any martial arts training?
Nope.
I got a 13.
I have storytelling.
Give me a roll, Hintall.
11.
So you got a 13 and an 11. A 10 was enough to not embarrass yourself.
Yay!
Woo! You don't embarrass yourselves. You're not going to win any contests, but you don't embarrass yourselves. And while this is going on, you two are dancing and trying to keep up appearances, I guess. What emotions are Hintall feeling right now?
Awkward and clumsy and uncomfortable.
And you are, and Flossie is touching you so she can detect you psychically. Because typically Hintall is difficult for you to read unless you're in physical contact with him. You're face-to-face dancing. It's a slow dance for some reason.
That's okay. I like slow dancing.
And Hintall is very uncomfortable.
That's okay. He's always uncomfortable.
Probably because he has to bend over a lot to be your dance partner.
Well, how tall are you?
5'8", 5'9".
So a foot taller then.
Yeah.
That's not...
Okay, fine.
It's not too crazy.
And so while you two were dancing and Hintall's trying really hard not to think about anything, I'm guessing.
I'm just trying hard not to fall over. That's really the goal here. I don't dance.
That's all Flossie is picking up. It's like, I don't dance. And while you two are doing this and twirling around the dance floor, you see Rin walks in. Rin, describe the dress you found, what you do when you walk in, and how you join the dance.
I'm wearing a red gown with long gloves, and she's wearing a wig, so she has long dark hair, and she's going to approach the bar since she is alone.
And quick question, so with this dress, how modest is this dress? Me personally, I think Rin is more on the conservative side, but I could be wrong. Like, is Rin showing a lot of cleavage?
Yeah, it's going to be low cut, form fitting.
So you walk over to the bar and you see there is Zeke very awkwardly pouring drinks for people. There is a being, looks like an insectoid being in a tuxedo. It's a roach in a tuxedo. And he is currently very upset with you, Zeke, because the drink that you poured for him doesn't agree well with his physiology.
Can I make a biology check to see what I did wrong?
Sure.
22?
Kim, what horrible biological side effect does the drink Zeke poured for this being have on him?
It makes his skin change color.
So his exoskeleton is modeling and becoming multicolored right before your eyes as he is yelling it.
Shit. Pour, mix, shake. Drink that instead.
Give him the antidote.
He's got chemistry. And really, all this is chemistry.
Shit, I gave him borax.
Holy shit.
Damn, that's 3 sixes.
Oh, you crit?
On my 16, chemistry roll. 26,
oh, nice.
29? God damn.
28.
18, 28, 31.
Take a picture of this to prove to the world that I don't always roll shit.
Okay, well, he's pissed off. He takes the drink anyway because, hey, it's a free drink and it completely reverses the effects. It's very tasty to him. And James, what added benefit does it give this person's species?
He feels lighter. It makes him feel younger and more like vibrant and energetic. You know what I mean?
So he slams the drink. His exoskeleton goes back to a normal color, and his wings just shoot out of his back, and is like, "Oh, that's the flies off." And Rin comes walking up after the giant cockroach flies away. You see Rin in a low cut dress and a wig.
Can I have something fancy?
Yeah, you don't have any weird physiology, do you, young lady I've never met before?
Illyria Ambrose is my name. I'm also wearing heels for the very first time in my life.
Give me an agility roll.
12.
You don't fall flat on your face, but it's definitely risky.
Feels quite awkward.
So are you going to roll to see if you can pour Rin a drink that isn't going to kill her?
Bartending is just applied chemistry. 5, 10, 15, and 12 is 27.
Yes, I don't die.
Jesus.
And he pours you a pretty fancy drink.
It shifts colors subtly from green to red and blue. And
Rin, you get this fancy multicolored drink that's shifting colors.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bartender.
And it, not only that, but it tastes good, too.
I sip it daintily with my pinky up. Because that's what rich people do, right?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Name the drink.
Phase shift.
I dig it.
I can do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good.
It's a phase shift. Daintily drink your drink. The music mm-hmm. is playing. People are dancing. You're just standing there by the bar. Because it doesn't take long until somebody's going to ask you to dance, young lady.
Yes, I'll stay at the bar because it feels safe here.
Okay. So if somebody asks you to dance, are you going to accept or just stay at the bar?
I will accept.
Okay. Give me an agility roll to see if you don't embarrass yourself dancing.
Okay.
And you're on high heels for the yes. first time, so you're going to be at -1 die.
I can donate a luck die if you want.
Or you could use your own luck. Is it Henthal barks orders from across the ballroom?
I'm going to use my own luck. 13.
13. You do not embarrass yourself.
Hey!
Yay for not winning. Embarrassing.
You let the gentle being, male, female, I don't know, who would you want to dance with?
A male, whoever asked me.
Male dancing partner?
Rich man is dancing with you and
not
leading.
Too old, not too young.
Hey, sure, why not? Nondescript guy. And you dance, and Henthal and Flossie, while you guys are having your own very uncomfortable slow dance, you see Rin is here. In a low-cut dress, holding a phase shift in one hand and her arm around another guy, and is dancing in high heels.
And giggling a lot.
And now you think your drinks have been spiked.
This is great.
Is this like a leftover thing from the wild jump?
Possibly. We should go dance closer to her.
You guys should be impressed as fuck I was able to pour that drink.
Hey, listen, mixology is just applied chemistry. Don't get bragging on me.
And there's Gideon on there.
Whoa, what's going on? What happened?
Rin's dancing in high heels.
And a low-cut dress.
Has she been drugged?
Not yet.
Henthal's dancing, too.
Shh. Oh, he's a pretty good dancer.
He is, actually.
Yeah, I got a lot of kicking.
Well, I mean, when we turn off the gravity.
It's true. I got some zero-G skills. I can pirouette like a boss.
Wait, Flossie, pictures.
Yeah.
Pictures.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll get pictures.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Do you want pictures of me and Henthal too?
No.
Oh.
Good looking out. Good looking out, bro.
Yeah. No problem. No problem, Spro.
I guess you guys are trying to dance closer to Rin. Is Rin experiencing any particularly strong emotions right now that Flossie can pick up on?
She's doing this mostly out of curiosity because she's had a real disdain for anybody with money. But over time, as she's seen other people and met other people, just kind of a brand new experience to see what it's like to actually be like other people.
To be part of their world.
Yeah. I'm going to try to small talk.
You're just doing all the new experiences tonight.
So what do you say?
Once in a lifetime experience.
Well, your dance partner is kind of asking you about you, like what's your name and who's your family and things like that. So, I mean, I guess this would be the small talk. Are you trying to find out anything in particular or are you just trying to have pleasant conversation?
Just trying to have pleasant conversation, but also we're trying to find this person. So
give me a charisma roll with any skill that you think would be pertinent to what you're trying to do.
Brawling. I'm going to use another luck die.
Good job. All right.
12.
So you're asking around, you're making small talk, and then you just mentioned that the Crenshaw Company, I guess that's somebody that you're trying to look for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the guy that you're dancing with actually kind of nods over towards the other side of the ballroom and says, oh, well, that's the group from that company over there. You curious about? I mean, they're a new company. They're going to get started soon, and they haven't started publicly trading on the market yet, but...
I've just heard some chatter about them, so just curious.
We all have. It's very curious. They're kind of mysterious. Nobody's quite sure what they do.
Acquisitions and mergers.
So they're a shell corporation is what they are.
No. That's an entirely different field. Acquisitions and mergers is venture capitalists.
Oh, I thought you said acquisitions and murders. Okay.
Why not both?
All three.
Wait, that's Dungeons and Dragons. We acquire loot and murder the people that own it.
That's murder hobos. That's murder hobos.
Murder Hobos Incorporated. So he does that, and then you're dancing, and you get swept off your feet.
Literally?
Which is kind of weird for the rest. The song ends, and you get dipped.
Oh, that's so sweet. Feeling a little giddy.
It could be the alcohol. Hintal, you kind of pick up on this when the guy kind of nods over to the other side of the room. You see, looks like a group of three people. Two of them are obviously bodyguards. And you see another person who is female. Give me a species other than human.
An Atraxi. I don't know. They're obviously humanoid.
I'm thinking bald with pointy ears.
You're thinking bald with pointy ears?
Yes.
Sure. With traditionally, they don't have, like, we have whites with, you know, iris and pupil and everything. Their eyes are all just one color, and it's usually black, blue, or green. But there's no white to it. It's just they're all that color. No hair on their head whatsoever. Elongated fingers. And
a blue-eyed Atroxy is looking out at the big window at the nebula, and it looks like she's communicating. She's got something in her hand that she's speaking into.
Okay. It's like
her personal assistant type thing. So that's probably going to be your target over there. So you probably scoped out your target. And Flossie, while Hintal is checking this out and kind of turning you more towards the dance floor, as you're looking around, I mean, you see Rin is doing some very un-Rin-like things, or things that you wouldn't assume Rin would do. So, you know, everyone grows. As you're looking out over the rest of the ballroom, as you're getting twirled, you see there's a woman there at the party, but that she's not doesn't really stand out to you. What stands out is the fuzzy little creature that's kind of draped on her arm. It's really fuzzy, small, and has six legs.
Mm-hmm.
That's Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like holding it like a pet and everything. And she's, it's like nuzzling and stuff, kind of like a stole kind of draped.
I think that I would like to psi blast Valhalla.
Holy shit. You're going to just psi blast this sucker?
Yeah.
Hey, mind bullets are invisible bullets.
Exactly.
Give me a roll.
He gave us up. He deserves it.
He's a poor, innocent animal.
He's not innocent.
Do we know he gave us up?
No.
Yeah.
How? No.
Yeah.
How?
Because, okay, so the crew, Valhalla disappeared at the same time as the other crew showed up, and Flossie would have felt the emotions, and...
All you know is that you guys realized that you got... amnesia whammied, and then Valhalla wasn't around. I mean, you could still psi blast the sucker, but I don't know if there's any hard evidence, or I'm sure Flossie has her suspicions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Something in her mind links him to being angry.
Okay.
Kill it.
What's his emotion right now?
All right. Well, you're trying to get close enough to him. Let me see. Are you trying to sneak up on him?
Yes.
Well, he wouldn't have noticed you there. Wow, you succeed.
Wait, so, are we not dancing right now? Are we no longer dancing?
No. I think Hintal, you were trying to dance closer so you can get a better look at that CEO person, and Flossie has now started to take the lead and is moving you in another direction. And Flossie, you get close enough to sense emotions. The lady is very bored. Valhalla is, I mean, you sense emotions from Valhalla, which is weird for an unintelligent animal. Patient, waiting, those types of emotions, kind of like waiting for something to happen.
Maybe I'll read his mind first.
You're going to read his mind first. Okay.
10.
You're reading his thoughts.
Surface thoughts, yeah.
Surface thoughts. Okay, basically his surface thoughts are, there's the target. How am I going to get the objective? He's like coherent thoughts.
Hmm. I knew it.
And it seems like, based on his thoughts and where he's looking at, it looks like you both have the same target.
Does the target have the device we're looking for? Their person?
I guess Henthal is telling you that. Okay. So while this is going, so you're getting closer to Valhalla. You're reading his thoughts. You are dancing with Henthal. So that's, I mean, you might not be stealthy enough to hide both of you. So what I need you to actually give me a stealth roll to make sure Valhalla doesn't tag you and Henthal, or just Henthal.
So I'm going to telepathically let Henthal know what's going on.
Okay, what do you tell him?
Valhalla is here, and he is seeking out the same target that we are, and we have to be careful or he'll see us.
So you hear that in your head, Henthal. Valhalla's here.
He's intelligent.
Yeah, I was going to say, Valhalla has thoughts?
All of them.
Like sentient thoughts? Like,
yes.
Like people thoughts?
Yes, I knew it. Stupid bitey thing.
Well, now that you're aware of it, maybe you both should roll just to make sure that you aren't noticed.
So what would that be with?
Since you're dancing, that'd be agility.
Can she do agility and I can do like blend into the crowd stealth?
12.
I mean, you would have to let go of her and start walking away.
Oh, I was like thinking about like, she's moving us around and I'm telling her like, you know, these people look like that.
Oh, group roll. Okay. Yeah.
So I can do like the social blend in aspect. She can do the not make us stand out.
So you roll, and if one of you succeeds, then you both succeed.
Although no one is looking for me. You're right. So therefore.
You're also holding on to him.
Right. So give me succeed. A
roll. But do you want me basing it on agility or charisma? That's what I'm trying to go with, is the blend in social angle to it.
Give me charisma.
18.
Okay. Yeah. You remain unseen by Valhalla.
Wait, so Valhalla is like real people?
Not yeah.
Fuzzy little correct. Fur baby people?
Correct.
Can we kill him?
I would love to. I can hurt him.
Okay. What's he here for?
The same person we are.
If you want to hurt Valhalla, I can go schmooze what's-her-face over there. But we don't know a name, but I know where she is.
If we can get close enough to the target, I can summon the PDA to me.
Wait, you can move a physical object with
yes.
your What the fuck are you?
that'd be a psychic, Henthal.
Yeah, psychics read minds. That's a whole nother ball game.
Elitzi hybrid.
Okay. Mm-hmm. While that's super cool and all, wouldn't she be mildly shocked and dismayed by her?
Not PDA if somebody thing. Bumps into her and she thinks she drops it and then goes looking for it.
Actually, I mean, if you just need to get it away from her long enough to attach it to one of your PDAs, and I can break in and upload it quickly, and then you just need to get it back to her somehow.
If somebody can bump into her and make it fall, I can get it.
And then distract her with conversation.
Ooh, Rin.
Yes?
We need your help.
What do you want?
Okay, so you see this person over here with the PDA?
Uh-huh.
I need you to bump into them and hopefully make them drop the PDA. So if you could bump into their PDA holding hand, that would be great.
Yeah, my thievery skill isn't high enough to attempt to try it, but I can go bullshit with her and distract her so that you can bump into her and drop it. And then you can use your psychic ability to retrieve it. And then I'll keep her talking so she doesn't realize it's gone. And then
we can destroy Valhalla.
Once I get the PDA thingy back from you.
Right.
Then we can skin him.
Okay. Done.
Do you think he's edible? Like, we can eat him.
I don't know. We can find out.
Sentient.
Everything's edible.
That's true.
At least once.
Zeke, while they're planning this and all the exciting stuff is going on, a very elderly female being comes up to you, tentacles on her head and everything. She looks at you and says, I would like a slow, comfortable screw against the wall. And a drink.
wouldn't we all?
You're going to poison her.
This one might be on purpose.
He's actually shaking the drink tumbler.
20.
All right, you give her a slow, comfortable screw against the wall.
And a drink.
Which is
quickly
awkwardly the name of the drink. Nobody knows why.
So is this the plan you guys are executing? So
certainly plan
A. Henthal's going to try to distract her with his words. Rin's going to bump into her. Flossie's going to summon the PDA and then do the uplink thing. And what's happening with Valhalla?
He's dying.
His death warrant's been signed. He just didn't know.
He's at least going to have a gnarly headache, hopefully.
So are you guys just doing the PDA thing first and then dealing with Valhalla?
PDA first.
Okay. Mission first, then pleasure.
Okay, so first thing.
Then steal the art.
Henthal.
Yes.
And then run.
You're walking towards your target, and you have two big bodyguards you have to get past first. It's like you start walking over to her, and they kind of hold their hands out and stop you.
How close am I to her? And like, we talking like 5 feet away? Is it like a?
You're definitely within earshot. I mean, they're at like a comfortable distance away, but not too far. So maybe about 7 feet. They're just making sure no one disturbs her while she is talking on her PDA.
I am gonna flirt with her from back here and say, while the nebula might be beautiful, I'm not sure if you're staring at that or your own reflection, because you are the prettiest thing in the ship. But loud enough that she can hear, something like that to attract her attention. Just pretend the guards aren't there.
Okay. Give me a roll. Let's see if that works.
Right? Just
smoother than snake shit.
That's lower than snake shit.
It's smooth too. I have a snake.
So do I. It's... I just had to clean the tank this weekend.
Oh, me too.
Rough.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
Do you use just dish soap to clean out the tank and everything, or do you get the special stuff?
We use Simple Green.
Simple Green? Okay. Mm.
Also, don't flush snake shit down the toilet.
No.
No.
Probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
What?
Don't flush snake shit down the toilet.
What?
It will clog the fuck out of it.
I got a 20 on that roll.
Okay, so she doesn't immediately have you beaten up and thrown off the ship. So you say that, and she kind of stops her conversation, and she turns around and looks over at you. She's amused, and she's amused enough where she like tells the body, it's okay. And so she looks over at you again and is like, what did you say? And then you can give me another roll.
That line was mediocre at best, and the worst thing I've come up with.
So, but, you know, persuasion and seduction is not just a quick thing, you know? At least not for my NPCs. They're not easy.
22.
Jesus Christ.
I got social skills like a boss in the game. In the game.
She is definitely amused and smiles a little bit and she says, why don't you go get us a couple of drinks? Surprise me.
All right. I'm going to go to the bar and pick up a few drinks.
What kind of drink are you getting for her?
Zeke, I need one like... pretty strong, but doesn't taste like it's strong drink. And then I'll just take a scotch on the rocks.
Okay, scotch for you. What is the species of the person you're trying to...
What is the species?
Attract.
Give me the species.
Oh, yeah. Attraxia.
Attraxibiology. Attraxibiology. 11, 14, 19, 20.
Typical examples of her species would like certain things. So you put together something that is at least non-offensive.
Right.
And Henthal gets his own drink and you get both and you walk over to her and you give her her drink and she sips it a little bit and she says, playing it safe, I see.
Well, we're only just meeting. I can't go all out on the drinks yet and be disingenuous.
Tell me your name. I'd like to know the names of men that give me drinks.
Sean Dunson.
Mr. Dunson. What business are you associated with, Mr. Dunson?
Oh, I'm here with Scimitar Investments. How about you?
She mentions the name of her business, but it's like, but I'm so weary of discussing business. I'd much rather discuss anything else.
I agree. These people are so focused on it when this is supposed to be an escape.
So Henthal is distracting her with talk. Rin, are you going to bump into her?
Yes.
Give me a agility and stealth roll to bump into her, but her not being aware of what exactly is happening.
Are you near a table?
This is a ballroom. There would be like those little...
The high tops on the edges.
High tops on the edges. You would definitely be close to that.
I want to stealth behind the table and go underneath it, because naturally there's going to be a tablecloth, right? This is a fancy place.
Tablecloth wouldn't go all the way to the floor. It's just enough to cover the top of the table, and that's it. It's not enough to hide behind.
Under the table.
The table's pretty high up.
We're not next to like a dining table?
No. This is the ballroom. There's no major eating tables here.
Curtains?
I mean, there's just hors Something. D'oeuvres. Sure. The tapestries or whatever.
Oh, tapestries. Yeah. Which also coincides with the art that we need to steal.
Well, I'm here. I'll just cut this down. Oh, wait, I was hiding behind it.
Okay, so
it'd be nice if there were like curtains with some nice, potted plants in front of them or something convenient like that.
Okay, Solid Snake, you hide behind a potted plant. What else are you doing?
Waiting for the bump so that I can summon the...
All right, so Rin, give me that roll.
Can I assist Rin by like where I stand compared to where Rin's approaching at to try to get the lady to...
Let's see what Rin rolls first. Because this you may have to...
Cover down.
15.
15. Okay. Henthal, would you like to... Actually, we could say this happens by like you giving her a luck die and then you kind of doing something to kind of nudge things more in
your guys'
favor.
Well, can I use my inspiring trait since it's an ability check? Can we just kind of loop that and give her an extra 1d6 to it?
You would be close enough to him to roll an extra 1d6.
So that's another 5.
So that's 20.
20.
Ooh, yeah.
It works out completely well. So you actually distract her by you gently touch the shoulder opposite to where Rin is coming from. So her attention is kind of focused on your hand. And then Rin just kind of bumps into her and the PDA does drop and she looks... She gets bumped into, looks at you. Are you apologizing or are you just going to continue barreling through?
Yes, I'm sorry. I think I've had too much to drink.
Oh, and she's like, so you guys are just kind of like, you're apologizing. She's saying it's okay. The PDA is on the floor. Flossie just made a sucking sound and a hand motion. So
there's a lot of ways that could go, but we want to assume that it's
what I'm assuming is like chameleon, like her tongue shoots out right. And hits the PDA.
Psychic tongue.
Her psychic tongue.
There's no role required.
So you immediately, because you're close enough, you immediately telekinetically pull this PDA to you. So it scoots along the floor and you got it.
Mm hmm. So I quickly the thing.
You do the uplink with your PDA.
As fast as possible.
And Gideon, accesses the...
And then kind of go and slide it back to her feet.
So you do that. There's the little progress bar goes ding, 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 ding. So while the progress bar is loading, Henthal, you see like the ladies are like apologizing to each other. And then she starts to look around on the floor. Like, if she realizes she dropped her PDA, the jig could be up. So you're going to have to distract her some more. Give me another roll. And then if
kiss
you...
her.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see how he rolls.
So after they're done talking, I'm going to step towards the dance floor with her and say, let's go take a dance real quick.
Right, so you're going to just like, I guess... grab her hands and try to lead her to the dance floor. Okay.
She, once I catch that she's starting to look around, just kind of try to like insinuate we should go dance versus look for your missing PDA that we're actively stealing.
Right. So give me a roll and let's hope you roll well.
19. Let's dump a luck die into that. 25.
It exploded.
Oh, 25. 30.
Yeah, that's enough. You kind of hold her hands and start taking her towards the dance floor and she just kind of forgets about some other stuff, like the other stuff that she was
unimportant stuff, like
about.
The soul connection to her business know. From here.
And
whatever.
So, and so you go to dance with her. So give me an agility roll, spending a luck die.
Oh.
11. I got an 11.
You do not embarrass yourself.
Sweet. All right.
You don't impress her though, but since you don't embarrass yourself, you're dancing
I
with her.
I don't unimpress her.
The theme of this mission is just not embarrassing ourselves.
Apparently.
Isn't that the theme very of low most bar. Of our missions?
No. We go all out with embarrassment.
Sometimes that's the goal.
Yeah, that's true.
She dances with you for the length of the song, so that gives Flossie enough time to have everything uploaded, and then you're done. Mm-hmm. What do you do with her PDA?
Put it near where she was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just kind of like on the floor mm-hmm. or whatever. Okay. So you go and do that. And because you are extra stealthy, the bodyguards don't notice you doing that. And mission accomplished.
All right.
And so you dance with her and she's...
She's courteous.
Yeah. She's diplomatic about it. Are you... Is there anything else that you're...
I'm going to apologize profusely for my terrible dancing. I've always been more focused on business matters and not the dance floor.
I hope you're a better businessman than you are a dancer.
Thank you. Me too.
She laughs at your joke.
There we go.
Oh, look at that.
When we're walking up, do I see that her data device is on the table or is it on the floor?
You look over there and, I mean, you see the PDAs on the floor and you look over, you see Flossie is walking away and she's giving you the thumbs up.
I'm going to walk up to it and pick it up and be like, hey, is this yours?
Oh, it is. Oh, thank you. And she looks at it and it doesn't look tampered with.
Perfect.
So she's,
which I don't say out loud.
Thank you so much. And she gives you a polite kiss on the cheek as a thank you.
Hero on the first date. Look at me go.
She's expressing interest. We'll just say that. She's you know, laughing at your jokes. She's making the physical contact. Where, I mean, are you going to pursue this? Or are you breaking off because the job's done?
Are we trying to get out of here as fast as possible? Like
somebody
now?
Wants to side blast a tiny little animal.
So I'm going to sneak around and hide. And read Valhalla's mind again.
You're sneaking around, you blend in with the crowd, and you're looking around for Valhalla, and you actually do see Valhalla. He's kind of like along the side, like he's going towards where Henthal and the CEO is, which, by the way, she would have told you her name. What is her name?
Emritz.
Emritz. Okay, so where Henthal and Emritz are. He's walking over there, and he looks, and he stops, and you're close enough to read his mind, and he goes, oh, shit, that's Henthal.
Ooh, goodness, side blast.
Actually, he's about, I need to get out of here, and then you're going to side blast him? Mm-hmm. All right, what do you have to roll for that?
Use an action to make a psi versus mental defense attack.
Okay, give me a roll.
I got a 19.
That hits.
I'm also going to use deadly strike for an additional 1d6 damage.
Fuck yeah, you are. Wreck that little shit's shit.
It's 9 damage.
I can donate a luck die.
You can also spend luck.
11.
You do 11 damage, so this is a loud, like, whine as he gets hit with a wall of psychic force that annihilates neurons.
Mm-hmm.
Did 11 damage to him, so he's reeling, actually. So he kind of, like, staggers a little bit, and he has no idea what's going on.
Good. Should we leave it at that, or do it again?
Dealer's choice on that one.
I don't know. What say you? We completely annihilate Valhalla since he saw us here and may remember? Or at least saw Henthal?
And then tried to sell us into slavery uh-huh. that one time? Uh-huh. Kill him.
I like the way you say that, Zeke. That's a 21 to hit.
That's a hit. You do some more damage to him?
Mm-hmm.
All right, roll it.
That's a 6 over here. That's a 6. I'm staring at it. It's a 6.
So that would be 22.
Jesus Christ.
Damage.
Before Valhalla has a chance to even comprehend what is going on.
His brain liquefies.
His eyes roll in the back of his head and he seizes with spasms as his, you know, you sever the connection from his brain to the rest of his body and he dies painfully.
Mind bullets.
Sorry, bitey thing. You had to go.
And then he just lays there motionless as some rich lady shrieks that her precious pet six-legged Pomeranian has died on the dance floor.
Snuffles.
Sniffles?
Snuffles.
Snuffles. Mr. Snufflebum, no.
Requiescat in pace.
Indeed.
I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed.
That's some dark shit, man.
I'm out of here.
So Flossie's booking it, I guess.
Oh yeah, I'm out.
Are we exfilling immediately now?
Oh yeah.
Well, Flossie
bye-bye.
Is.
Bye bye.
The ship's all ready.
The Badger is attached to the hull, and he's kind of commandeered an airlock without anybody knowing, so you can get on the Badger quickly.
On our way out, we notice that there's something on display for raffle because there's.
It's quite, a rich person thing. That's what rich people thing. Do.
Okay,
a raffle.
All right. It's like a crystallized spragan egg.
which is a dragon egg, but from space.
No space dragons.
Why not?
Please.
Oh, come on.
Buzzkill.
A rare piece of art.
You want
That's called the Spraggan Egg.
You want to bid? You want to bid on a Spraggan Egg?
Bid? That involves spending money.
On the way out,
that's
raffle.
Cute.
We're stealing it.
Oh, you're just going to steal a Spraggan? Okay, so apparently there's a Spraggan Egg that you guys can steal. So who's going to do the stealing?
The Spraggan Egg. It's a piece of art.
Oh, okay. Who's going to steal it then?
I'll do it.
Agility and stealth. If you're going to be run past it and grab it without anybody noticing.
Yep.
Flossie and Rin, mystery twins.
You're at a minus one die because you're in high heels.
Okay, I'm going to use a luck die.
I'm going to use inspiration.
You're running next to her?
Well, I got to be within 30 feet of her. It can't be that far away.
Oh,
30
okay.
feet.
Okay.
There you go. Extra d6.
16. I am extra stealthy.
You know, that's daunting enough. So you... Sure, why not? With Henthal acting as the wind beneath your wings, you're able to like grab the Spraggan Egg and you run like hell to the irritated badger. Zeke, you are
grabbing scotch
and then trying to get out. Do you have anything related to stealing, Doctor?
Well, I think the dead fuzzy what do we name? What was the
Snuffles?
Snuffles. Dead Snuffles on the dance floor should be with her screaming bloody murder.
That's why he's getting a 2-dice bonus.
And I can start a fire.
Holy shit! You're gonna start a fire?
I don't have any other stealthy skills, but I bet I could make something blow up.
Okay, so first of all, give me a chemistry roll to see if you can make something behind this bar explode.
Like that's a challenge for the chemistry major.
It's not that difficult.
9, 10, 14, 17, 22.
You rig something that's going to explode energetically.
But no, I don't have any, like, stealing skills.
So just roll your agility and add 3 dice for the screaming distraction and the explosion that happens behind the bar, or the fire.
Add a luck, 11, 14, 17, 20.
Jesus Christ, you get out of there unnoticed with 2 bottles of scotch.
The good shit.
The good scotch. While the bar's on fire, there's a dead dog in the middle of the dance floor, and there's a woman screaming bloody murder that her favorite pet is dead.
How long until the alarms go off because the Spraggan Egg is missing?
Or the bar is on fire. Or blowing up.
Who has the lowest luck?
3.
Roll your luck.
Roll 6.
Wait, if you spent luck, that reduces your dice pool.
Mm. I have down 1 to 5. Luck die left.
So, Henthal, roll your 1 luck die.
You cannot add luck to this die roll.
I can't.
No, you can't add luck to this roll. And that's a 1.
It is a 1. And that 1 is going into dice prison.
And so are we.
No, we're going to actual prison.
As you leave the ballroom, the alarms go off and the security doors shut. Gideon's like...
The airlock just sealed itself.
There's a fire on board.
Why is there a fire on board?
Because they had to steal all the scotch.
So you started a fire?
There's a dead animal in the ballroom.
I'm still with Emirates.
Did you kill an animal and set it on fire?
And we stole a prices.
You're still with Emirates. No,
yeah,
you were running with Rin.
I was, no, I said it was within 30 feet of Rin when it happened. So.
Okay.
So you're still in the
ballroom.
Anybody
want to get
Emirates.
Into the walls with me?
Not yet.
And get out of here?
Well, the airlock's closed, so we're not going to be able to get into.
We can't get out the normal way.
Oh, no.
I like where you're going with this.
Flossie, are you suggesting that we try a pitch and catch?
Sort of.
Oh, fuck me sideways.
Or we could get into part... Okay, we can use the service tunnels to get to a different part of the ship instead of where you are, and we can go through the hull and...
Yeah, you're going to have to jump through the void of space into the irritated badger.
Can I open the door?
There's that.
There is that. You could try that.
Mm-hmm.
It feels safer to me for some reason.
Maybe.
What, you don't want to dive into the black?
Yeah, but it's less cool.
Not in heels.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
You gotta
take them off. It's just vacuum. You'll be fine. You don't need heels in space anyway.
I guess Rin, Flossie, and Zeke are going to run to the irritated badger. Hental, you're on lockdown in the ballroom.
That's pretty terrible. I'm going to basically mirror whatever Emrits is doing. So she's like freaking.
She's not freaking. She's concerned, but she's not like helpless woman screaming.
Right. It's like, what the fuck is going on type deal?
Yeah. She's like, you know, I demand to know what's going on. You know, I mean, there's a bunch of rich, powerful people here. So they overheard something got stolen. Why is the bar on fire and who killed
the bar's
that
on
dog?
Fire. There's a dead dog. The raffle item's gone. Who's doing this? This is mad chaos. Wait, what company owns this cruise line?
It's Carnival.
Carnival. I'm never flying Carnival again. I swear.
Nobody should.
This is terrible. This is absolutely atrocious.
I know. Seriously. And you know, there's a whole bunch of really angry rich people just like
I'm going to lean in and be like, this is what I expect out of new money cruises. And just kind of leave it at that.
This night's turning out to be exciting in a different way than I imagined. Back to the rest of the crew. So you guys get to the airlock. Out of the three of you here, who has the lowest luck?
Two dice left.
Roll your two dice.
No, how many dice of luck do you have left?
Oh,
like
I have
spent luck.
One.
One. Okay, so Rin should roll her luck.
Two.
As you're running down the hallway, two ladies dressed all fancy and a bartender running down the hallway, you're stopped by security. Says, whoa, hold on. We're having a security lockdown. There's something going on. We're going to need you to stay put.
I'm like holding the egg like a football.
One of the guards noticed that and says, you stole the Spragan egg.
Can I hit them with my shot gauntlet? Just punch them on the way through?
And... yeah, give me a roll.
Cue the combat music.
Six to hit.
You should be ashamed of yourself. And you're going to do a psychic suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me a roll.
13.
And this is versus his mental defense.
Yes.
So what are you suggesting that he do?
Pay no attention to us and open the airlock for us.
So the security guard steps out, says, whoa, stop right there. We've had a security breach. Wait a minute. You stole the Spragan egg. And then the bartender takes a swing at him. He misses. And the guy looks at you, says, let me open the airlock for you.
Perfect. You saved our lives.
He pushes a key code button. The doors open up. You get into the irritated badger. And there's the security guard just standing there. And the doors start to close. And the security guard looks and he goes, hey, wait a minute. And then it closes. And Gideon detaches. It's like, all right, we're ready to jump out of here.
No, we don't have Hental.
We don't?
No, he had to stay behind to...
You guys can meet me back at the dock. I can play this off for the next, what, day?
You're going to play this until we get back to Florida?
Yeah, it's a dance, essentially, and then turn around and come back. So it's like the rest of the night. We're halfway through the event anyway.
Well, with the considering what's going on, you're probably going to start going back ahead of schedule.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Perfect.
They're like, all right. So the crew is going to get out of there. Hental, I want you to give me one last like deception roll just to make sure that you're able to stay on without arousing any suspicion. You know what? Let's do carousing. And because you did all that earlier carousing earlier, mm-hmm. which I just said earlier twice, your threshold is going to be a lot lower because a bunch of guys or good old boys are going to be vouching for you in case any suspicion arises.
24.
Okay, so you just play it off as just another spoiled rich person who's upset about
having my goddamn cruise ruined by a bunch of new money punks. How dare they?
But, you know,
I worked hard to be bored into my riches. Who do these people think they are? And that worst bartender I've ever seen in my life.
Somebody put that bar out!
And who allows a six-legged chihuahua on a goddamn cruise? There are standards where I come from.
So you do just enough of that to, you know, staff that's there is trying to, you know, get everybody calmed down. And so you start going back to Florida. And it's not a complete loss because Emerence is... very taken by you.
Because I'm smooth as fuck.
Exactly. So, you know.
For the dice rolls. Not in real life.
You spend some pleasant moments with her. She gives you her contact information. And as she's giving you her personal line, says, I'm hoping that you and I can engage in some business sooner rather than later. She's like giving you all the signs. She's very enamored.
Well, it's unfortunate that this cruise ended so quickly, but Perhaps in the future there might be some
something else will end quickly.
Some some mergers and acquisitions we can go over.
You get back without a hitch. You say your goodbyes. You meet up with the crew in a secret location away from suspicion, and you
get on the ship and run.
Get your payday. And there we go.
Next time on the Chaotic Goodness Podcast.
Flossie, help me.
Here's a review from Annabeth Villain from the Tabletop Potluck Crew. This is unlike many podcasts I've heard in the actual play genre. I love immersing myself in the sci-fi of this. The system is enjoyable, and I really love the added vocal effects so that the communications are more like a radio play at times than an actual play. Absolutely enjoyable and worth a listen. Love from the whole Tabletop Potluck Crew. Here's a review from Leland Tate. Well done. No, I'm not describing steak. I'm talking about the overall quality of the podcast. I love the space setting, and the character growth and interaction is always audibly pleasing. I'm often on the edge of my seat, only to have to wait for the next episode. I eagerly await season 2. And here's a review from TBean83. And it's called Amazing. I love the Badger crew. These guys are too funny. Amazing storytelling, gripping action, and laughs for days. The characters are enjoyable and really come alive. They're fantastic, and I cannot wait for season 2. For more information about our podcast, including show notes, social media links, and more, please visit our website at chaoticgoodnesspodcast.com. Want access to subscriber-only perks, such as bonus content, Discord server access, World Anvil partnership benefits, and other swag? Click on the donate link at nerdsmith.org for details.
Clearly was pretty smitten, taking her back and showing her stuff, so...
Yeah, he is.
Back already.
I'll show me mine if you show your me's. What? What was it?
Ally just says, what the f*** is wrong with us?
Spendable money for your ill-gotten booty.
Hey, I worked hard to come by this booty. Squats every goddamn day.
You know what, Logan? Why don't you name your NPCs?
Everyone calls
just
it
a weird idea.
Goddamn f***ing amateurs.
Drake? Nothing. All right.
Maybe you weren't supposed to say it as a question.
You got 32 silver.
All right.
And a note that says, if you stole this, f*** you. Also give me a call.
Well, that's okay, because that's why I have comprehend languages.
You don't need to comprehend anything if he's doing it right.
Shenanigans, an actual play D&D podcast, available on nerdsmith.org or wherever you get your podcasts.